Welcome to the top stories today from the Financial Times. First up, Christian Wakeford, the Conservative MP for Bury South, defected to the Labour Party on Wednesday just minutes before Boris Johnson was set to address the House of Commons. The 37-year-old who won the Lancashire seat for the Tories at the 2019 general election with a majority of just 402, said the Conservative Party had shown themselves incapable of offering the leadership and government this country deserves. The timing of the defection was a big blow to Johnson, coming just minutes before the Prime Minister faced MPs at question time in the Commons. Wakeford's defection is the first to Labour in 15 years. Next, Bank of America's profit jumped 28% in the fourth quarter of 2021, as record revenue in its investment banking and wealth management businesses offset the effect of low interest rates on its lending business and weakness in trading. The U.S. bank reported earnings of $7 billion, or 82 cents a share, up from $5.5 billion, or 59 cents a share a year earlier. Revenue surged 10% to $22.1 billion. Sales and trading revenue fell 2% to $2.9 billion. Analysts polled by FactSet had forecast earnings of 77 cents on $22.18 billion in revenue. And now, ByteDance is disbanding its investment team as Chinese regulators step up antitrust scrutiny of the country's tech giants. The company behind short video app TikTok said it had reviewed and taken stock of its various business lines at the start of the year, and decided to strengthen its focus and cut down investing with low synergies. Members of ByteDance's investment team will be scattered throughout the organization to strengthen the strategic research function's coordination with our business, the company said. Next up, Microsoft's $75 billion bid for Activision Blizzard propelled Sony to its biggest one-day drop since the global financial crisis, with shares in the Japanese entertainment conglomerate closing 12.8% lower on Wednesday. Overnight news of the deal also triggered a wave of buying across Japan's gaming sector, with shares in Square Enix and Capcom rising by more than 3.5% on speculation that they could become acquisition targets of Sony, or as part of a broader land grab. Shares in Nintendo and Konami rose by as much as 2.51% and 3.25%, respectively, on Wednesday in Tokyo, as investors bet that some Japanese companies would consider domestic mergers as a defensive measure against takeover. And finally, a top EU financial regulator has renewed calls for a block-wide ban on the main form of Bitcoin mining, and sounded the alarm over the rising proportion of renewable energy devoted to crypto mining. Eric the Dean, vice chair of the European Securities and Markets Authority, told the Financial Times that Bitcoin mining had become a national issue for his native country Sweden, and warned that cryptocurrencies posed a risk to meeting climate change goals in the Paris Agreement. The Dean said that European regulators should consider banning a mining method known as proof of work, and instead nudge the industry towards the less energy-intensive proof of stake model to cut down on the sector's vast power usage. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.